Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Life is just a bowl of cherry.
You know, hey, I'm glad you bring it up. I love cherries.
How's your Sandy?
Oh, it's coming, Mike.
How is your Sandy? Oh, Sandy. Boy, oh boy. Storm of the century. My
Can
God.
Can you believe it totally missed the Washington, D.C. area?
Frankenstorm.
Didn't see that coming.
You know,
I'm kidding, of course.
Sunny 85 degrees right now. Like a beautiful spring day in the fall.
It's weird that you have sunny 85. In Leesburg, there's 3 feet of snow.
Yep.
And also frogs.
I was preparing the show this morning, and I was thinking to myself, where are my eggs?
You woke up and you said, this has been the best Tuesday morning ever because we're doing this live.
I paddled all the way here.
I hold in my hand the 7 worst Halloween candies for kids.
Well, put them down.
No.
Hey. I wonder if some of them are in that jar that
Carla, you know, how come you're not on that, like white on rice? You've been asking for candy for a week and a half, and Carla comes out. And
I had a weekend.
What kind of weekend?
A lot of candy already.
Oh, I see. Oh.
You love candy. You love candy more than anybody here. Woman's Day magazine. Well, there's your problem right there.
Now, which one of us subscribes?
Woman's Day.
I'm the one who brought it in.
Or I should say Women's Day.
You should say Women's Days.
Women's Day magazine put together a list of the most unhealthy Halloween candies for kids. Whoever put together this list, this is just from me to them, ought to be shot.
No, I bet it's one of the fat, plain women that is a mother at my kids' elementary school.
You know,
both
candy,
fat and plain.
Candy is supposed to, I remember a little pin I used to wear that said, candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
Mike, you and your pins.
My pins.
Your crazy pins.
I had a collection. All of them are either high in calories. It's
candy.
Effing candy.
It's candy. Candy.
Give me a break. Bad for their teeth or both. It's also basically a list of the most delicious Halloween candies. So it's probably the stuff you eat when you pick through the candy they bring home.
I look forward to hearing this.
I'm looking at a candy right now that is the gold standard of candies. It's the candy of candies. Mm-hmm. It always has been the candy of candies, and it's best when it's frozen.
Oh, you're
Snickers
talking
bar.
About
Snickers bar?
No, the Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, you freeze those?
Oh, you've never frozen
never
them?
Never heard of that.
No.
You know.
Oh, my. You of candy fame, you have never frozen a Reese's peanut butter cup?
It takes approximately 25 minutes to freeze it. I don't have that much time.
Oh, my God. It's so much better.
I can't imagine, but I will try it.
You'll eat like a dozen.
I will.
Yeah.
Alexander Graham Bell was an amazing man. But there's another man out there that has changed the game in convenience stores.
Todd
when you
Moore.
Walk in and you see the freezer section, whoever invented that little plastic thing that suctions right onto the glass.
Yes.
Oh, and it has candy bars in it.
Where they put candy bars in it.
Yes.
And they have Reese's in it.
Yum, yum.
Yes.
Said the hungry bear.
My hat goes off.
But these are the worst Halloween candies for your kid.
Buzz, did you give me this or did Rob give me
Rob,
this?
Rob,
should Rob I go, subscribe should I go from...
No, it doesn't build up. Start from the top and read down.
Number one, Snickers.
No, I would think because
it's packed with peanuts.
It really satisfies.
The main reason they're bad is the caramel, which gets stuck in their teeth and causes cavities.
Boo.
Well, boo-hoo.
You might have to brush.
Do you know what I'm going to do this Christmas, Mike? I'm going to make caramel.
Really?
From scratch.
Oh, okay. It's easy to make.
Yeah, but it's good.
I can show you how to make it.
Yeah, anal caramel.
Have you ever made caramel before?
I've made sauce.
Yeah,
Rob I've made sauce.
You're making
Rob
it
I,
now.
Rob and I are fat people. We've made it before.
There was a time where Snickers was having an advertising campaign where it said it was like the third meal or the second meal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And I convinced myself that I said, well, there's got to be protein in this.
Well, because there's peanuts.
And there if is. I eat nothing else except for this, I'm A-okay.
Incidentally, I'll be doing this periodically throughout the show. Sorry about that power outage.
Oh.
So the caramel gets in the teeth and causes cavities. That's one reason. Three Musketeers are the better choice. You know where Three Musketeers have ended up in my candy pile for years? Yeah. In the trash.
You know what that is?
I like them.
No, Three Musketeers, that's Snickers' fey effeminate cousin.
Exactly.
That's why I like them.
Hi, we're Musketeers.
Three Musketeers.
Hi.
It's air-ingested nougat chocolate.
Oh, it's malt-flavored nougat.
It's disgusting.
You may not have nougat.
You know, it's like, really, when you take the peanut and the caramel, I mean, you go, here's the order.
Right.
This is quite simple.
Right.
You have your Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
the gold standard.
Right. Yeah.
Then you have your Milky Way, mm-hmm. minus all the good stuff Snickers has, and then you have your, you know, your Three Musketeers.
I was a big Milky Way fan early on.
Yeah, it's
a
good early candy. On too. It's good for little kids, and then when you get a sophisticated palate, bring me the nuts.
You know, do you remember when you were a kid and the Milky Way commercial? They break it in half, and the caramel would string between. I used to do that all with the fun
that's
size.
That's when Rob first. Anyway,
yes.
Number two.
Made my own strings.
Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins. Why'd they say pumpkins? Or because they're peanut butter cups.
Yeah. Well, no, but they're shaped as a pumpkin, like the trees.
How novel.
Or the eggs.
Oh, they're huge.
And they're
big.
And also, Mike, it's a different peanut butter to chocolate ratio.
Oh, right. They mentioned also Skittles tend to stick to teeth and cause more cavities than other types of candy.
Foul.
But the Reese's peanut butter pumpkins,
yeah.
one of them has as many calories as two normal Reese's peanut butter cups.
And worth it.
One regular cup has 88 calories. One peanut butter cup has peanut butter pumpkin has 180 calories.
That's nothing. Jeez. 180 calories is nothing.
Number three?
Yes.
All right, here's one I could do without. I could care less that it's on the list. Candy corn.
I hate candy corn.
I think it's the white trash snack of America.
I hate candy corn.
Right? Not a fan. It's corn syrup and that's it.
And it has nothing to it.
No, it waxy.
But it's good with peanuts. You take a handful of peanuts and a handful of candy corn, and now you've got something.
No, you don't have anything.
I've never tried it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you very much. Great. Sweet and salty together.
Let me see, because it's nothing but sugar, as Rob said, artificial coloring and artificial flavors. Things like Snickers and peanut butter pumpkins at least have some peanuts or peanut butter in them, which means they have some protein, but candy corn is just 100% bad
sugar.
For you.
It's all sugar.
You know what else? Not a Halloween candy, but you know what else is a waste?
What's that?
Candy canes.
Well, and now we'll get that's another holiday. Another discussion.
But
thank
still,
you.
I don't care for the presentation.
I don't like them.
Number four, Tootsie Pops. Actually,
really?
Yes. Actually, any kind of lollipop is bad for your kids' teeth simply because they take so long to eat. Most types of candy only stay in your mouth for a few seconds, but lollipop, they don't know me when I'm eating a lollipop. Lollipops can take 5 or 10 minutes to finish. Yeah, if you're some kind of candy ass.
But you know, so to speak, the orange Tootsie Pop is one of the greatest marriages of flavors ever.
I agree.
Tootsie Roll is not really chocolate.
Rob did a show. What was it? Suck This?
Suck This. Yeah.
Rob did a show at WJFK back in the day. Where was it? You and your friend Brad?
It was Brad. You know, I think I
How did you ever get that show, by the way?
Because Jeremy was running things then. And if you said, what, you mean something other than that? Yeah, you do that. For free? You do it free? Yeah, you do that.
Had a little dearth of programming on the WJFK weekends.
It was either 2 hours of Suck This or a 60th hour of Best of Don and Mike.
Okay, number five, Starburst. Each piece is about 15 calories, which isn't that bad, but they're loaded with fat and sugar. Well, it's
fat?
Candy.
It's candy. Yeah, it's duh. Well,
how do you think they get that kind of...
I thought it would be wax. Carnauba wax.
That unctuous flavor.
You know, my kids love the fruit-flavored candies, and so if I go to and I raid their Halloween candy and I go to the chocolate, they don't care. Robert won't even eat chocolate.
Now, here's a stat that I don't buy. 10 Starbursts have about the same amount of sugar as 5.5 sugar packets. Well, what is candy but pure sugar?
Right,
And I usually eat no more than 4 sugar packets at a time.
All right. Ready for number six?
Yes.
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, they're nasty.
I love those.
Oh, those are great. Yeah,
again, great. They stick to your teeth and cause cavities, but they also have high levels of acid in them.
Young guys like the sour kids.
Yeah,
That's generational.
It is.
You like Sour Patch?
Yeah. All
Mark
the time.
Likes Sour
love
Patch.
It. Love anything sour.
I like anything with acid.
That's generational.
Buzz likes penny candy.
I remember we had
from the general store.
The most sour thing we had as a kid at the bowling alley.
It was that lady.
I used to bowl in my hometown. I ate more candy when I bowled than ever before. Hence the healthy lifestyle.
Well, at least you were playing a sport while you ate the candy.
Sweet tarts, like the giant sweet tarts.
Yeah. Oh, the big one? That's the size of an Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah,
the
big
three
one.
Pack.
Not the chewy, though.
Not the chewy.
Yeah, no. The chewy
they
sucks.
Nothing was chewy back
well,
in the day.
That's true.
Funny, it doesn't look Jewish.
So they have high levels of acid, the Sour Patch Kids, which breaks down your enamel and causes even more
I don't
cavities.
Doubt it. Have you ever gotten a bad mouth from eating too many salt and vinegar potato chips?
Yeah,
they can almost like burn your mouth.
I get little canker sores.
Yeah. Well, that's not just that.
That's the herpes.
Number seven, here's the last one.
Yes.
Fun Dip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's the best.
What is Fun Dip?
What is Fun Dip?
Those are those packets of sugar. They're flavored sugar, and you get a stick
of sugar. Another piece
of candy.
A candy stick.
And you lick it, and you dip it into the sugar, and you eat it.
Fun Dip. You don't remember? It's everything he said. It's a stick of sugar that you dip into more sugar.
Yeah.
So it's pretty obviously bad for you. One serving has 50 calories, and sometimes one package has three servings in it.
Wow.
So I say to Women's Day, lick my balls.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Totally know your time, man. Like, if I wrote out the list
of stuff Allison doesn't let me do.
Like, it would be endless. Don't smoke pot. Don't have samurai swords in your room. Don't have illegal grow operations in the house. I mean, like, I could go on all freaking day. Have I told her to stop doing anything ever? No.
Marriage is like that show Everybody Loves Raymond, but it's not funny. All the problems are the same, but it's, you know, instead of all the funny, pithy dialogue, everybody's just really pissed off and tense. Marriage is like an unfunny, tense version of Everybody Loves Raymond, but it doesn't last 22 minutes. It lasts forever.
Let's get out of here, man. Honestly, like, let's just go. Let's go to Vegas.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Want me to come with you?
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios. This is America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded more than 50 million times, and we're heard in 150 countries worldwide, including Haiti now.
Nice!
Wow. So it might be 151.
Well, I think there's only 150 countries, aren't there?
Total?
No, there are like 183 or something like
so
that.
So there. Yeah. So face.
Oh, I guess face on me.
Our opening vignette was brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco. And it costs about 80% less than traditional tobacco products. I'd like to say hi to my friend Lobo.
Yes.
Down at the Mont-Joli.
Every time you mention him.
In beautiful Cap-Haitian Haiti.
I think of Claude Akins as Sheriff Lobo, but it's a different guy.
No, he's a Haitian guy that is enjoying his Smart Smoke and his new charger and his new refills that Carly gave him and hopefully enjoying them right now. He's smoking the new Omega 3. That's the one you smoke, right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right.
With a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and to order refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
Do it.
Our show today brought to you by TwizGrid.
Love them.
TwizGrid is a free app for you and your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format. TwizGrid is an official sponsor of our Reno stage show. We love them for that, and you can use it to watch us behind the scenes and also for your own events as well. Mm-hmm. To join us backstage in Reno, just click the Mike O'Mara Show album, TwizGrid. You don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures. If you do have one, post your comments on our photos and be part of our latest show. That's TwizGrid, TwizGrid. Find the App Store or click the ad on our website.
You can use TwizGrid to post pictures of hurricane damage.
Sorry for I'm supposed to read the vignette sponsor before the show even starts.
Right, that's right.
And I don't like to cluster two things together, but you know what? Hey. It's a hurricane.
We're here, aren't we? 80-mile-an-hour winds.
So on the show today, does anybody ever remember anything like this?
No.
Wow, I know.
We
haven't found Robert.
We have taped the show on Tuesday that you're hearing now.
Yeah.
And we've taped the show on Monday that you're hearing now. And so Tuesday, everybody's supposed to be in the teeth of this
thing. If I seem nervous or distracted over the course of this hour, it's because they've just changed the status at my house. Fairfax City, where I live, has just gone from a flood watch to a flood warning.
Ah.
Now.
Do you get inundated normally?
I have a low-lying backyard that may be creeping up to my back door.
That's really?
Yes.
Well, we'll find that out probably next Monday.
Yeah.
Why is Buzz wearing a snorkel?
Countdown to Reno.
Yeah.
Oscar, Rob's tux. Buzz's ukulele, Mickey, and the band. Everything about Reno on today's show. 1 week to the election, I'm going to pin you all down, each and every one
so
of you,
hot.
As to your predictions.
Yeah. I like to be pinned down.
That is so gross. Especially when you were actually in the other show on Monday, you were talking about your mucus flavor.
Hey, I'm better, though. I'm better. Do you so want to, when you pin me, do you want me face up or face down?
Why don't you just behave yourself?
The usual.
Walking dogs and hurricanes. Oh, what a joy it is. Amazing to see Frankie literally go airborne.
I came in and it looked like you had a balloon, but it was Frankie on the leash.
It was fun because when you walk Frankie in a hurricane, just the leash itself didn't cut it for me. I ended up tying the leash to twine. And
why, man, really tie a cane to him?
Yeah, his ears were really back flat. But,
it's a dog kite.
They say that
the animals are more sensitive and they know something is coming before we as humans know.
I hate that. That's such a trite thing to hear.
I know, but I saw it on The Simpsons last night.
I understand.
Do the dogs seem ill at ease?
No. They sleep. They sleep all day.
My cats were spooky before the storm hit.
I really thought someone had put like drugs in my food, because there's a show that Julia loves called Too Cute. Have you seen this?
No.
It's on the Learning Channel, I think, and it is a reality show where they just film puppies and kittens. Mm-hmm.
And you just sit there and stare at them?
Yeah, and it is. It's extraordinarily cute.
That's
but they
what
had
built YouTube.
But they had, Mike, they had a pug that looked like Beluga, but this was like a show pug, and it ran, and it jumped, and it did tricks.
A show pug?
Yeah.
It's like having a show pillow.
I don't think things exist like that.
No, this thing ran and jumped through hoops, and I said, that cannot be the same breed as Beluga, who is a doorstop.
Some cocaine.
Have you ever seen an energetic pug?
I've never seen an
energetic
pug.
You must watch this Too Cute.
Well, I mean, when they're puppies, when they're younger, they're okay, but then they rapidly, they were, I think.
This was a full-grown thing.
I don't know what the history of the pug is, but I think the pug really was bred to be bed warmers for royalty.
Well, Chinese royalty.
Well,
that's
this
right.
thing looked like a 70-mile-an-hour meatloaf flying across the backyard. You got
to
see it.
Also on the show today, I want to talk about beachfront property, obviously.
There isn't any.
Or there's going to be a lot of it.
Where were we without our satellites? And got to hand it to the weathermen. And we'll start with that today.
Okay.
I really think that you got to hand it to the weathermen that, you know, when we talk about snowstorms in this area, it's very difficult to predict. They never know how much you're going to get. And, you know, tough to pin it down to 5 inches of snow.
It's the rain snow line, Mike. It's the rain snow line.
But I will tell you, you know, when you look at the weather and you look at the coverage of the weather and you look at the satellite maps, my God, when you think that 50 years ago, you would have been sitting there maybe on a fishing trip out of Ocean City.
Yeah. No idea.
With absolutely no clue that this was going to happen.
The sky looks bad. We better come in and tie up.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. We better come in and tie up to the pier.
Just
what
amazing.
Pier?
I mean, the preparation, we were talking about this on yesterday's show. We'll talk about it today. The preparation has been responsible for probably saving hundreds of thousands of lives.
I agree. And also, absolutely. Not just lives, but property and buildings and everything.
Extent,
yeah,
because of the preparation.
What are your thoughts to the people that, and they're always going to be people that stay, because they don't just care about their property, but they also may not have the means to get away.
They're also stupid.
I think what you've got now is, because of the coverage that we've had with Katrina and with the storms down in Florida, you have a situation now where people, by and large, if you're not living in a ditch, they get the fact that storm surge is the most dangerous part of this. And when you're looking at a weather map and they're talking about 6 to 8 foot storm surge, you know, they're saying, and I see them on the news doing this on a regular basis, that we're talking about a full grown man standing here and it's going to be this high over his head. I think that makes it through to people, even the people in low lying areas and people in coastal areas. I think it's astonishing what the storm surge can do. That is the most deadly, as far as life-threatening, that is the most deadly part of a hurricane.
We've heard that people have taken this much more seriously, that more people are heeding than normally do.
And did you know that that's actually behind the scene? That's Sam Champion's nickname at Good Morning America, is Storm Surge.
They had a lady on the news last night, it was CNN actually, in Rehoboth, Maryland, where in Delaware you couldn't get to your home unless you had a Delaware license.
Right. Okay.
And she's standing there, she's like, I just went out to get a pizza. They won't let me back to my home because she's not from Delaware.
Wow.
So she had a pizza in her hand, the sheriff in front of her saying, you can't go in there. And she said she left her lights on, home open, everything. And she sat there for like 2 hours until they had somebody from the state government come down and let her in.
The follow-up story is when they heard about her and the pizza, is Governor Chris Christie let her into New Jersey.
It gets me back to Haiti a little bit because, you know, where they say power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. You've got a situation, you know, no matter where you are and what the disaster or what country you're in, you know, I watch it in Haiti. And one of the things about getting out of Haiti, it's pretty interesting stuff that you go through. The one lady that hands out the boarding passes, then you go back over and you have your passport stamped, and then the lady that stamps your passports walks through the lobby area to the front door, and she collects your passport, and I mean she checks them,
yes,
and she makes sure she signs off on it. Then after you've gone through security, you go through security one time. When you're getting onto the plane, there are two guys literally out on the tarmac that are sitting there with a table, and they go through everybody's backpack.
Yeah.
So in detail, I had my backpack gone through twice in little old Haiti, and the vibe you get there is, if you were to let's say, not show the proper amount of deference to the people that are going through these,
right,
that they could make your life extremely difficult.
Yeah, and I think that's a different situation, though. I think they should have let this one lady in without hesitation.
But, you know, isn't it a similar type of thing where you got somebody's got the power, and,
right,
you know,
right.
I'm sorry, if
rules
I do it.
Rules is rules.
Rules is rules.
And
if I do it for you, I'll have to do it for everybody.
It could have been a terrorist pizza, right, too.
There was no water line. It just had started raining. It's just what went into effect in Delaware. Yeah. And the road wasn't washed out. And she said, I'm literally two miles down the road.
Not like my house.
Yeah.
It's crazy but if we did not have what we had with this storm, you would have massive, I think, loss of life.
I'm sure.
You truly would. And, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. And hopefully we'll be talking about coming in on Wednesday and doing a live show. I really hope we're here doing a live show.
Do you want to do a pool at what time Mike will lose power?
Boy, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm 50-50. I think I'll probably lose it tonight around 8 o'clock.
I've had good luck. I've had good luck with my power here. Rob is the most overconfident person as far as his power in his neighborhood.
I have never lost power since we bought our house.
The strange thing about taping this show when we're taping it is that we are talking now like we do not know. And what's funny is that
we
vacillate from being David Letterman to actually telling people that we're taping this show.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really don't know. You know, I think we're all out of power right now.
I tell you what.
Not my dad.
Oh, that's
What's
true.
That?
We're
all
going to Lloyd's house.
Backup generator?
I've never seen a man so excited to lose power in his neighborhood because he finally has purchased a generator. He's one of those houses that always loses power.
Right. Now, have you been an eyewitness to this wonderful piece of equipment? Have you seen it up close?
It's ginormous.
Well, Lloyd is excited for two things, because he wants to try out the new generator, and also that means lower electric bills.
Yeah, but higher gas bills.
Well, you must be pretty psyched as well that your dad has a generator.
Yeah, because this way there's always a place to go.
You got a shelter. Cool.
And you got toilet flushing.
I want it. Yeah. Someday I will have a generator.
And I don't know, just out of stupidity.
Now, they're not whole. Even the biggest ones are not whole house generators.
Understood.
Well, I think this one pretty much does cover the whole house, and what I didn't know is it uses the gas to power the house.
Yeah.
That was running on a giant battery or anything.
It will power his refrigerator, his coin counter,
Similar one that my wealthy sister had me go halvesies with her on right before we moved my mom out of the house.
I'm sure you realized a lot of it
ran on gas, propane, or natural gas. And it was sitting on outside of the house, and when the power goes out, it kicks in with the propane automatically.
Marsha and I were talking about it before the storm, and she said we lived in Chicago like 9-10 years, and she said in an old neighborhood, and she said, do you ever remember the power going out there? And I said, no, it goes out, you know, for no reason where we live now,
right?
I don't understand. Power's out all the time. It's something about this area. This never happened any of the other places I've lived.
I take it back, we did lose power once, but it's because Carrie forgot to pay the bill.
That'll do it.
Yeah, you know when you come home and the post-its on your door in English and Spanish?
Okay.
You know what's funny, now that I'm thinking about it's weird that I'm reflecting back on Haiti today, but you know, as far as Haiti was concerned, at the place we were staying, and they did have a TV and they did have a satellite, so it was kind of cool. I actually got to watch the debate, and it was a big deal that 90-minute debate, we got the 90-minute debate uninterrupted, because the night before, they had some college football game on,
right?
And the night before, probably four or five times, and what was funny is anybody who has satellite TV knows every time the power goes out, the thing has to reboot.
Oh, and it takes forever.
So there's basically no TV on.
Right. And, you know, I'm not a gun owner, but I really wish I was Elvis Presley with a pistol when it says, almost there.
Oh, yes.
Don't tell me that.
What's your typical time? I don't know. I don't have satellite.
I bet it's about a 6-minute reboot.
Yeah, usually if you're lucky, it's a 6-minute reboot. But
almost there.
You know, any third world country. I was watching 60 Minutes when they were in Pakistan. You know, you see the power go out. Right. We take for granted our grid and how it does.
Yes.
And as far as the people on the Connecticut shoreline, we're not going to know exactly what the status is since we're taping this show. Mm. But they were talking about substations. And I think it was the governor of Connecticut was talking about the substations.
Thurston Howell?
If the four substations are inundated, it could be a rather sticky wicket. It could be nasty. But when they're talking about the shoreline of my home state, where I grew up, I just... I can't imagine what we're going to be looking at, you know, in the middle of when we're doing this show.
You
right
don't
now
even think of Connecticut as a state that has ocean access.
How Long much? Island Sound, you've heard of that?
Sure. Oh, okay, I didn't realize that was Connecticut.
You go down to the Connecticut shoreline, okay, and if you look across most of the Connecticut shoreline, you'll look across at Long Island,
right,
where the New Yorkers are,
sure,
and then there's the Sound, which okay is in between Long Island, and they're talking about a... There's the sound. You're talking about a double whammy,
yeah,
as far as coming in both directions.
And when
and
you
it
think of
terrible,
you don't think of Connecticut as a place that's going to be a target for a hurricane, and they're the ones that got whacked with Irene.
You know, the one thing I jotted down for this show today to talk about it, though, and I know it's overdone, as far as, you know, we've had storms that we used to talk about in Connecticut. I my house backed up to, what
is
you
someone
hear
creeping in?
A creaky door.
Yes.
I heard a creaky door. Crazy.
Hello? I don't hear anything.
I definitely heard a creaking door.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little spooked.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little spooked.
It's the butler, and he has a candlestick.
Go look
it's
out the pigeon window while you're checking.
I grew up, my that childhood is home in the central part of the state of Connecticut, mm-hmm, backed up to a pond where I skated and I learned how to play hockey.
Golden Pond.
And it was a tiny little, it's not Golden Pond. It wasn't anything like Golden Pond. But I also.
It's where they make the cold cream.
Jesus Christ. I also played in the pump house.
Ooh, yeah, I bet you did.
Bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'd bring the pump down to her house. You know,
we're going to play a
how
game.
How many goals
called
did you score?
We're playing a new game called Get Under the Blanket.
All right.
It's you cold out here.
Everyone take a breath.
Oh, my God.
There's a pond.
Oh,
there's a pump house.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm just trying to make
and a young point. Mike O'Mara.
I don't know. I got a cold.
Do you feel like a whack-a-mole?
I feel like I've been rode hard and put up wet, but I will tell you this.
You're doing great.
The pond had a pump house. The pump that pumped water from what was the reservoir.
Uh-huh.
And the reservoir
that was your nickname.
Rob, oh, you're not man helping, damn it.
You can't help it.
There's a painting that I have somewhere in this house that shows the old pump house. It might be upstairs. It might have been in this room, you dick.
I'm not saying anything.
We're withholding old jokes.
So my point is that prior to 1938, which arguably everybody is saying, arguably, why did I use that word? Which people are saying was right the most significant storm to hit Connecticut since this one.
Okay.
And it was, they had these massive walls where it was a reservoir, and the hurricane of 1938 took it out,
oh,
took mm-hmm the entire thing, flooded the entire Connecticut Valley. It was a very, very devastating storm. And my point is, they're now saying that inland, that's going to be the rain issue that they're going to have.
Right.
You remember
yeah
Vermont when they had
flooding
all those horrible floods
yeah
up in Vermont,
mm-hmm,
too.
Yeah.
So the thing is, we're not going to know until a couple of days later what the rivers are really going to do and
sure
how significant this rain event is going to be. Mm. It's just, it makes you feel like, who doesn't feel like an insect right now? Who does not feel like
oh, yeah,
a little
absolutely
speck that really, you know, whatever the powers that be, Mother Nature can just go
yep
and wipe
and
everybody
done
out.
Wipe
and,
it out.
But do you think that, you know, is it even significant enough to talk since they had one in 38? Is it significant enough to talk about global warming?
Of course. And climate change.
Absolutely.
They prefer climate
didn't
change.
Didn't they
now
say we'd be getting these types of
super
storms?
Superstorms. More
hitting
severe
the
weather. More dramatic weather as
this
a result
is a
of this
superstorm.
It is.
Yeah, this
absolutely
makes the movie with George Clooney
and
look
this
like
could, just for all we know, this is just the beginning. They could get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Do you think we're going to get
it wouldn't be good.
Do you think this is going to just wipe out any chance we had for snow? I won't be able to use my snowblower?
No, you're going to get more snow.
I'm going to drive it up yeah into the mountains of West Virginia this weekend.
For what it's worth, if
help
we
people
get
clean up.
If we get any more weather like this, I'm just going to go live with Lloyd Ronick.
How's your...
And he'll be okay with that, right?
Of course.
Nice guy.
Lloyd right now just going, come on, power. Go
yeah,
on,
oh, he
go
is,
on,
really.
So you have a basement.
Don't jinx it, Marie.
You have a basement set up here.
Yes.
Do you have a pump that pumps that out?
I remember. Do you guys know when you walk into my house and you got that little cistern, mm-hmm, that metal thing?
I remember Bob.
My father fixed
yes
it. Yeah.
Remember, Bob Spiewak remember, fixed right it. Horny Bob Spiewak.
No, that day he was Handy Bob Spiewak.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Oh, it actually is the most overbuilt thing until you get the rainwater,
yep,
yeah,
and then it might not keep up with
no
the with the storm.
Have you ever?
I'll know tomorrow.
Have you ever?
When we're
a
broadcasting this to you, it's so weird doing two shows
when
on
we
a
did,
Monday.
When I used to
it's
live, we had the basement in the house when I lived with Big Daddy. Have you ever had a significant rain event where you go down and you watch the sump pump and you root for it?
Oh yeah,
because you see the water
oh
coming
go,
up. It
baby,
is
go.
100%
scary. Yeah. It is like opening the back of a toilet and seeing that
uh-huh
float.
Yeah.
But you have something to root for. Don't come up. Don't come up. Don't come up. And, okay. But it really the
this,
water rises. rises and falls.
The pump I have in the back of the house, first of all, you're going to get a little river that's going to be underneath my house. And that, I just deal with that. I mean, it happens inevitably. Yeah. I watch this thing nonstop run, and I was watching down, you know, those little steps that go down into the basement area?
Yeah.
And I was watching the water that was maybe up to about a half an inch below the doorway, and just watching the tie goes to the runner with the rainwater being sucked out of there. I have no idea I'll know tomorrow.
Have you even considered like a couple sandbags down there or anything?
Nah.
How about some sugar?
No, I got
just
my,
something.
I thought about sandbags. Rob. I wish I had some there now.
Rob, why do I need to worry about sandbags when I've got the headlight?
I know. Well, what are you going to use that for? To go see how bad your elliptical has been damaged? That's not going to stop the
water. I'm going to accept the fact that the elliptical is going to be damaged and the fact that I might not be able to use it ever again.
See, you should have gotten a rowing machine.
What's your perishable
plan? That's funny. That's funny.
What's your perishable plan?
Perishable
you get all that ice cream downstairs.
I don't have ice cream.
All that
you know
ice
what?
Cream.
You don't even know what I have in my freezer downstairs.
I bet he does. Yeah. I bet he goes and checks it out.
I have
Chunky Monkey.
Because I didn't go to your basement for the first time I did was 8 days ago.
I have lovely hors d'oeuvres down there. Some Costco or
so what's stopping
Why
you from helping us out here?
What
Come
do you
on,
mean?
Give us some, something. Cocktail Franks.
Because technically,
bacon wrap scallops.
We have to tell everybody that technically we are doing the show the day before we're supposed to feel the real brunt of this.
Doesn't
storm.
Mean you can't serve us hors d'oeuvres.
I'm looking out the window right now.
How's
it looks
it
okay. When I went out there, by the way, that was Carla who came in.
Oh really?
But it was. It looks like it's just a rainy day right now.
Good. Was she sobbing when she came in?
Yes.
Oh, the humanity.
The only word he was able to make out was disappointment.
All right, we will take a break.
With her?
When we come back, it is the political season, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. We are 1 week away from the election, and I will get a round table of everybody, and I want to know their predictions and why. Be ready. We'll be right back on the Michael Mara Show after you listen to Boston. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't have your headlamp flashing if you're going to read copy. You're going to get vertigo. Put it on solid.
30 pounds. I told you about that last week. I'll tell you about that this week. And I went down and was off the Weight Not program for about 5 days when I was down in Haiti. Gained 1 pound. I'm happy to tell you I gained 1 pound.
You know what's amazing?
And now I'm back on the program again. And it's on to Reno where I hope to hit my goal weight of 40 pounds lost.
When you stick to Weight Not, what happens, it's like trying to rock a Coke machine. You can't just knock a Coke machine over. And when you've done Weight Not for like 3 weeks straight, you build a head of dieting steam. And it's hard to derail it. And if you, for some reason, Mike couldn't stick to Weight Not because he was in a third world country. But the momentum he had got him through it.
Absolutely. And we're very excited to mention that Weight Not is going to be an official sponsor of our live stage show in Reno. And can we make the announcement
yes,
now?
Yes, we can.
In our Reno show, we are going to give some lucky person in the audience a full Weight Not plan.
That's a life-changing gift.
We're going to pluck the person out, and here's a hint. You better not be thin.
No.
Someone deserving.
Someone, and I mean really deserving.
Keyword, serving.
Yes. That's right.
You have 10 days to fatten up.
I really hope that the person we pick will be... Well, what's that clip you have with the Chinese food guy?
You finish the spot, I'll find it for you.
I really think some lucky person in our stage audience at Circus in Reno is going to have the wonderful opportunity for free with a gift certificate to enjoy the Weight Not program. We're talking about 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486 or waitnot.com.
What's great is when I do the search for this, there's actually an album title in iTunes called Fat Guy.
Fat Guy. So this is the type of person we hope wins the Weight Not package in Reno.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time. With 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
My favorite thing is that he says frankfurters.
Frankfurters.
He doesn't say hot dogs. I've had 2 dozen frankfurters.
You know, I got to make a confession.
Oh, no. Is it a Frankfurter confession?
It's a Frankfurter confession. Well, we stopped at the Vince Lombardi Road stop.
Well.
Ooh,
I will never.
Scared kids.
I will never. There was nothing there. And I know I could have done the alternative, but I'm back and I'm happy to say Weight Not works for me. But moving on, I will tell you that the worst product you can put in your mouth is a Nathan's hot dog.
Well, now wait.
That is
for
really
your diet, you mean?
Horrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but
also,
it's just, it was, you know, this was the road stop of Vince Lombardi.
See, that's
rest
not a
stop.
Proper yeah. Nathan's hot
oh,
dog.
Oh, my no. God. Well, then why do they call it Nathan's?
Because they
sake.
Pay a lot of money to sap people like you into dropping probably $4 on a hot dog that was made before Obama started campaigning.
You know, maybe this is because I am on time. Wait Not, but we're done with the Wait Not commercial now. I'm just going to tell you, maybe this is just because you get conditioned to treat your body better and stuff. But really, when you talk about the American rest stop food.
Oh, yeah.
When did it become accepted? I mean, really, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that go through the rest stops, that move through there all the time. Could we not upgrade it just a little bit?
I think.
Just make it a little so you don't have that.
The first
and it's
plan.
Not just
It'd be
fast
nice
food.
To have
it's,
a healthy alternative.
The fast food is crappier than the regular fast food.
The first plan we need to enact is take every Sparrow and burn it to the ground.
Hey, you know, they might be a client someday. Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
There Count
are,
on
no,
it.
They won't.
There are states that respect their rest stops because that's for some people, that is a reflection of
yes.
how people travel through their thoroughways
right.
and highways.
Right.
And when I stop in Pennsylvania on the Pennsylvania Turnpike,
yeah.
I feel like I'm welcome. Everything's brand new and shiny.
And it's
clean.
Right.
They have different,
clean,
different rest. You can get Subway. You can
right.
get Sbarro's. You
right.
can get Hardee's.
Burn it to the ground.
The rest stop at just outside in the Meadowlands at
yeah.
the Vince Lombardi rest stop,
mm-hmm.
I seriously would have had a much more difficult time if I had not just returned from Haiti.
Wow. And then
that's
you go
how
to,
bad it
you,
right.
You're
right.
great you in Pennsylvania. Desperate. Then if you go to Maryland House, you get cholera.
Yes.
It's Maryland not- House.
So true.
Did you see the Maryland House? It's either Chesapeake House or Maryland House.
Chesapeake House also great.
Maryland House now under renovation.
Yeah, Lowell told me all about that. He said it's completely to the ground. I think they're just rebuilding it from the bottom up.
It's so filthy, they're just raising
Yeah.
I bet, you know what? I bet Maryland House would be like a tire fire. If you tried to burn it down, it would burn for years.
I think
it's so much
it
filth.
Was developed in the 60s, that
Agreed.
Place.
And so, not only disgusting, but dangerous, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, to, you know, people that would just
so
hang
many
out
ways,
there. Oh,
yeah.
So horrible.
So, the Pennsylvania ones are so brand new that they have like a butler inside the restroom.
Wait.
What?
Yeah.
Like
right.
a restroom
no,
attendant?
Yeah, he
does. They don't have a butler.
Well,
the guy
is cleaning at all times.
Hello, so I'm Mr. French.
All times.
Is it kind of like the, is it the kind of guy you find in a strip joint?
Yes.
You know, strip joints, say what you will about us pigs that go like to watch the tatas bounce, but the fact is, you go into the can, someone's going to hand you a paper
yeah.
towel.
Now,
yeah.
are you sure this guy worked there, or does he just enjoy
no, he
hanging out in a men's room?
He had the uniform and everything, and it wasn't just that cleanup time. He was there. He was steady working there.
Hello. Welcome to the Pennsylvania Turnpike Rest Stop. I see that you've got to make water. And after you do, I will place in your hand a perfectly clean paper towel.
Do they allow tipping?
No, but I give you advice. That's the tip I will give you. Shake it more than 3 times and you're playing with it.
Thank you, RJ.
Thank you.
And he didn't ask if I wanted some cologne or a mint or anything else. Let me on my way.
Awesome.
I would be on my way. When we went to Iowa, what was the best state? We did have a good state. We noticed it. What was the one where Mark had to double back and get the credit card?
Oh,
was
the
it
huge
Indiana?
One, yeah.
Indiana.
Cartoon
was
size
Indiana
one.
Indiana
But
rock.
Don't you hate when we hated Ohio, though?
We
for
hated
the same
Ohio.
Reason.
Or was it vice versa?
No,
it was Indiana.
You especially hated Ohio, and I was with you.
Really?
Yeah, as a matter, and you know what you hated about Ohio?
Yeah.
Losing lottery tickets. You left a lot of money behind in Ohio.
I think I won in Indiana, though.
Yeah, I think you did.
But there, as far as the rest stops that I've enjoyed over the years, nothing really takes the place of New Hampshire. I like
How
New
come?
Hampshire. Because New Hampshire, it's like everything else. It's just kind of pine coney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's kind of fresh. And then not only do you have the rest stops in New Hampshire, but you have the state liquor store.
Oh,
yeah. But that's a tradition of
the greatest thing in the world.
You know what holds up after all these years? I think Breezewood.
Breezewood is good.
I think Breezewood has it together.
I feel dirty when I go to Breezewood.
Breezewood
though.
Is a little nasty.
You learned about cheese in Breezewood.
Yeah, but I've been to Breezewood more than I like to care.
Tell them where Breezewood is, please.
It is where 95 and 80 meet, or the Pennsylvania Turnpike and 95 meet, isn't
it's
it?
It's the only place I know of on the United States interstate system where there's a stoplight on the interstate.
Right.
Because yeah, you got to go.
A shady handshake made in like the early 1930s, whenever this town was established and the highway system was being put together.
Right.
Where they said everybody's got to stop here and everybody's got to pay.
That's right. Funny. It was made by Giovanni Breeze.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned handshake because the handshake is a term that you hear a lot in Haiti. like trying to get something done.
Yeah.
You're down there. It's like, yeah, we might need to shake hands with the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
dear.
You wanna shake hands with this guy. Shake hands with that guy. You hear a lot of that in Haiti when you're trying to get stuff done.
Yeah, and they're not pulling out a credit card machine.
No.
It's all cash.
Not in Haiti. All right, gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
I have postponed it for long enough. Now it is time to do it. It is time for election 2012. We are 1 week away from the big day.
All right.
And I got no clue.
I got it all figured out. I can lay out the next 10 years for you.
All right, I include everybody. We're going to let Mark in on this one. I want to know, what do you think?
First off,
Rob, we'll start with you.
Obama takes Virginia.
You think so?
And by not a lot, but I'd say, you know, right now they've got him within like 3 points, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a bigger win than that. It's going to be like 6 or 7%.
Do you want to go state by state, or do you want to do the overall election?
I only care about Virginia because that's where I live. And besides, we have a bet.
Okay.
If Romney wins, I have to buy you a bottle of Jameson's. And if Obama wins, you have to buy me a bottle of Crown.
And you're talking about the state of Virginia.
State of Virginia.
I'm going to stay with mine that I think Romney will take Virginia.
I think Obama will take Virginia by a little more than we think he will. And I think Obama wins. However, I think it's going to be a decent but not great term.
Mm-hmm.
2014, Chris Christie loses weight. And in 2016, he is elected president. And this will happen.
You like Chris Christie. But
he's going to lose weight, and then he's going to become president.
He could be right. That's a good prediction.
He's going to do something stupid. Or, you know, one day, Governor Christie is making his way down to the state limousine. And
No.
Oh, my God.
No, but you know what? We don't have war heroes anymore.
Right.
And the way they're going to make him a hero is by weight loss. I see this coming a mile down the road.
All right. We have to take a break. We will come back and we will finish our election predictions. And then we will have Rob's audio vault later on in the show today. We're rearranging things for a very special pre-recorded edition of the Mike O'Mara as you, on the East Coast at least, weather Hurricane Sandy. We'll be back, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the show is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a business, you need professional quality business cards. Do what millions of business owners do and do what we all did. Use Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint has thousands of designs online, or you can upload your own artwork. Vistaprint now has an improved card with a heavier stock and no price increase. And right now.
When?
Right now.
When?
Yeah, right now. You can get 250 of these cards and free shipping for just $10. You will not get a better price than that.
Nope.
That's half off the regular price, but you have to enter the code TMOS in the search bar in the upper right-hand corner. Check out their whole line of printed products. Again, for half off those premium business cards and free shipping, enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. All right, we were back. Rob, you say Virginia will go with Obama. What about your national prediction?
Obama wins.
Obama wins.
I said he wins overall.
Handily?
Not handily.
Oh, no.
But he will win. It will not be a situation where they have to hold off. They will know he won that night.
Okay.
It'll be tight, but he'll win. And as I said, he'll have an okay, but not a dynamic second term. And our next president after him will be a Republican.
Okay. Very good. Oscar Santana?
All right, this is going to be tough. I'll say that nationally, because locally, you know, really at the end of the day, I think it's Ohio's all that matters right now.
Everybody seems to think it's Ohio.
It sounded very pundity.
But
at the end of the day, Ohio, Virginia, war state.
I think that President Romney... Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa.
Whoa! I believe that Oscar Santana gave his prediction.
Let me clarify.
Of course.
Let me clarify.
It was badly worded.
That Mitt Romney will win the popular vote, but the electoral vote will go to Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. So that means
Barack Obama wins.
Definitively?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's going to win by he'll have at least 40 or at least 35.
He has to have 270 votes.
Yeah, he'll have at least 50 more electoral votes than Mitt Romney, but Mitt Romney will win the populist vote.
Do you think that the popular vote victory by Romney will result in significant controversy?
Yes.
Really?
Of course it will.
Really?
Well, anytime people just can't wrap their head around, how did I lose if I got more votes? How did I lose?
Well, this is what happened last time with Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mark Ronick, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I was going that route. I think that it's going to be Obama to take it all with the country, but I think it's going to be a bigger controversy than the Bush and Gore election.
Well, you think so? That you're saying you think it's going to be that close?
I think it's going to be that close, but I think there's going to be a lot of skepticism, and I think people are going to be accusing particularly Romney. You know, one of the things that we don't hear a lot about, doesn't he have a partnership with one of the companies
voting
that owns
companies,
the voting machines?
Yeah,
you never hear about that.
I mean, and that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal, and I think that's going to come back to bite them.
It's Bain Capital, right?
While we're throwing,
so. Yeah, that's the tie-in. I'll find it.
Throwing this stuff around, do you think if there is a huge controversy because of that, do you think this is going to be the kick in the pants that makes us revamp our voting system?
You know, that's like saying we're going to revamp the campaign donation system, that we're going to have electoral reform.
True, but I'm seeing more and more noise from all corners about internet voting and the possibility of it.
It moves very slowly, and I'll tell you one thing, though. Blissful. I will be so blissful when these campaign ads are over. And I'm a political junkie. I like watching it. There's not anybody in the world that likes to watch these ads again and again, especially if you're in a battleground
state.
And
before we move on, I know that neither Mark or Oscar, they live in Maryland and D.C. respectively. We are in Virginia right now, and it is a battleground state. I want to know what they think, who's going to take Virginia.
Oscar, who's going to take Virginia?
I think the white man didn't see Barack Obama winning 4 years ago. They are upset. They will go to the polls.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a vote for Romney.
More Virginians voting against than for.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you're a D.C. resident, and Mark Ronick is a Maryland resident. Who do you think is going to win Virginia?
Yeah, Virginia, I think Romney.
Really?
Yeah.
And once again, we haven't mentioned, who do you think is going to take the popular vote in Sacramento, Rob?
They're going to vote for stupid.
Oh, God. All right. Oh, wow. Buzz Burbank, what do you think?
Oh, man, it is tough for anybody to call this. I will make a call here. I do think that Obama will win the election based on electoral votes. I think he may very well lose the popular vote. But I believe that Obama will win the election. As for Virginia, I'd like to think Obama would win. I think it's more likely, I think, that Romney will take Virginia at this point. Mm-hmm. And we should actually place bets on it. We're 1 week from tonight, we're going to be doing an election special here in your living room.
If we have electricity.
That's right. You know, right. Weather.
Am I on that show, or are you doing that with other people?
You're making a special guest appearance. I figured you just might roll in from the other room for a minute.
Uh-huh. I won't be sober.
Because I'm thinking, you know what I was actually thinking about doing is actually running a mic out to you in your TV room, so you can just participate that way.
You know what? It will be a good release for me that night to be able to just roll in here and
let's do that.
Yes, I do. It's going to be fascinating. As you boys know, I have said it from the very beginning that I thought Mitt Romney would win this election.
Right.
And for a while there, I thought after the 47% comment, mm-hmm. I thought that perhaps, the boy really stepped on it. It certainly got me energized.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As the base of Obama, I really got kind of jacked up after that comment. I resented it. I was truly affected by it. I still am to a certain extent. So personally, I got very involved in the electoral process and put my yard signs out, and I was very jacked up about it. I am here to tell you that I was feeling that way, still like my guy, but unfortunately my guy had an opportunity, I think, to really make this his
own
and not have the dismal economic situation weigh him down, and he punted it in the first debate. And that punt, I believe, has given Mitt Romney the momentum that it seems to still be continuing a week before the election, mm-hmm. and therefore I think not only will Mitt Romney win Virginia, but it will be a surprise win in Ohio, even though a lot of people are calling it for a tie. And as Ohio goes, so goes the nation. And we will be waking up on Wednesday morning a week from now to President Mitt Romney.
How tight do you think it'll be?
Extremely tight. Extremely tight. But you're going to get it's when it starts to happen, you're going to know very early on in the evening that it's going to be.
Is it going to be one of those dinner time wins?
I think you're going to know. They're going to know. Fairly early in the evening,
right.
where some of the states are. You won't know that about Ohio, so it's not going to be an early evening.
Okay.
But you're going to have...
I just hope we have to watch David Gregory do a lot of filler.
You know, this kind of election you will not know until very late at night, okay. But you're going to smell a rat, at least I will, early on in the evening.
Because we're at your house.
Right. May I place a wager with Buzz Burbank? I'll put that on the floor. Is that okay?
Yes, go right ahead.
Sure. So if Romney wins...
Uh-huh.
You promise that you will at least button the button above your belly button on your dress shirts.
No effing way.
Another button gets undone as a protest.
I'm wearing a shirt under it.
Let's get a plug here and tell us about your election night special. I'd like to hear about
8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 6th, until we get sleepy or about 10:30. We'll see. You know,
I get a result, though.
The late is, well, we may or may not. We should have a pretty good idea by then based on the Electoral College and the various combination of votes. It's myself. It's Rob Spiewak. We'll be hooked up via Skype with Bob Seska.
Bob Seska's going to be on the show.
Andrew Langer will be joining us.
Really?
And the great thing about having Andrew Langer comes from the right, but is now more centrist, I think, as a member of the Libertarian Party.
A goddamn Genghis Khan swordsman.
Andrew's whole thing, and this is what I like about him, is he sort of just can't we all just get along? Andrew,
incidentally, if he ever wants to do a show on this network, I've got the name of the show. Langer Longer.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
But he's the kind of guy who looks for ways that the two sides can agree on various issues.
I don't believe
he tries to look for that happy center. So I like the idea of having him here for the show, because if Obama loses, then he can console some of us. By telling us it's not going to be so bad.
I will tell you.
And we'll have Katie Forbes here as well.
Katie's going to be here.
Yeah, Katie will be here, and a special guest appearance by you. Big show.
Jesus.
That's why I'm doing the show, Mike.
Did I not show up at that meeting?
You were there.
You said I could use your living room, so I just invited marching band.
Hey, it'd be a great time to bust out some of those hors d'oeuvres.
Maybe I can do that. So, Katie, I hate everybody's going to be here.
Yeah. And hopefully she'll do a commentary. She's actually worked politically at the grassroots level and is quite knowledgeable about all of this, especially in Ohio.
So that's going to be, and are we going to Ustream it? Are we going to have it?
It's going to be live right here at MikeOMaraShow.com.
And we'll post it, because there's nothing better than listening to election results 2 weeks down the road.
That should be a lot of fun. I had no idea that
was. Spend the election night with us.
I'm really excited about that. And you'll be popping in there for your TV. Do you want me to run you out results?
Absolutely. Yeah. All help is welcome. Whatever you want to do.
I might screw with you, though. Come and say, hey,
Dewey defeats Truman.
Do that too. I don't care.
And also, Mark,
we're here to have fun as well as cover the election.
We will have phones available, right?
Yes, we will.
So everyone should spend the night with us.
We have a recurring segment called Fun with the Electoral College.
Really?
And we're going to talk about all the wacky things that could happen, like if the electoral vote comes down to...
I'm excited about this show.
269.
You should explain the Electoral College, because I still don't know what it is.
Okay, it's got a very successful football team.
No, that's VCU.
Division One, right?
Call April. She'll fill you
in. I'll ask. The Electoral College.
Essentially, we're not voting for the president. We're voting for electors. There's 538 electors.
Somebody's cooking onions.
Oh. Well, it must be Carla's home, so perhaps she's doing that.
Carla and her mother are cooking.
I can explain it if you want to get into it, or we can wait until the election.
That night,
we absolutely will.
For the electoral people that are interested, two sentences for the Electoral College.
It won't be with us much longer.
Okay.
That's my top headline. And the second one is the Electoral College vote could actually end in a tie, where we would end up with President Romney and Vice President Biden.
So Buzz is doing there is, instead of giving you facts, he's just theorizing.
All right. So
No. The Electoral College is going away, and I'll explain why later.
Good. So just to recap, let's go around the room. Who's going to win the election? Mark Ronick.
I say that it'll be Obama.
Rob Spiewak.
4 more years of Obama.
Okay. Oscar Santana.
Obama.
Really? Buzz Burbank?
Obama.
I'm the only one that thinks Mitt Romney's going to win this.
You're going to look like a genius.
Really?
Yeah.
I know you could be right. I mean, it's hard to disagree because it is so close.
I don't like your polling data.
We're also, by the way, a week from tonight when we do our special, we're also going to track the weed vote, naturally, because 3 states are voting the legalization of marijuana.
And incidentally, when you tune in, because it's after 8 o'clock at night, Buzz will be incredibly high.
That's right.
Mike, you know what I say? Stay up late and watch the stars come out.
We will take a break when we come back. It's it's an abbreviated show today. Bear with us. Mm-hmm. Rob Spiewak and his last magic audio vault before he falls into the sea.
That's right. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by...
Encore!
Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Official sponsor of our live stage show November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore!
May be able to help you, just as they've helped Oscar Santana. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. So proud and grateful to be sponsored again by...
Encore!
Insurance Services. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is October 30, 2012. Rob Spiewak.
I'm sick of talking about the hurricane.
Me too.
So I'd like to discuss the fact that tomorrow is Halloween.
You know, but I have to ask you this. Do you think that the hurricane
yes.
will affect Halloween?
It might. For one thing, I know all the jack-o'-lanterns will be wet and perhaps damaged.
What about the children?
The children, well, they'll be out looking for candy.
What are we doing?
I don't know. But I always thought it would be fun. What if you took something that really wasn't meant to be funny and turned it into a situation comedy?
Okay.
Like one of your favorite movies,
mm-hmm.
The Exorcist.
Your mother's sitting here with his curse. Would you like to leave a message?
You're not going to laugh at this.
Then you must know my mother's maiden name. What is it?
I've seen the movie.
It's great. That's when she puked the pea soup.
That might be. Did you do this yourself?
No, I found that on a website, and it's actually a longer
presentation.
Is it going
to give you an idea?
It might.
Because
and it's nothing that we haven't done before. Do you remember I used to put Laugh Track under Mommy Dearest?
Yes, I know.
But this was good because they had an opening sequence with all the characters, and they also had commercials. Hey. So check out our YouTube page. You can check that.
Is anybody watching American Horror Story Asylum?
Oh, yes. I haven't seen last... Yeah, I guess I have seen that. It's on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it's on Wednesday.
So I am up to date. Yeah, horrifying show.
It's really
good. I heard
good.
It's
really
scary. Scary. You're not supposed to really watch it before bed. I hear it might be best like over morning coffee.
It really will mess
with
you.
They have a real person with a pointy head.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they do.
Is it still appropriate to call them pinheads? I know that's what you called them in the 30s.
They've got a lady on there with a pointed head. I don't know how made up she is, but she's got a little ponytail coming out of the point in her head.
Well, have you ever seen the movie?
Scares the hell out of
me. Have you ever seen the movie Freaks?
No.
The Todd Browning movie from 1930?
Scary as hell, isn't it?
It is horrible
because they're real freaks.
It will make you not want
wait,
to
wait you haven't
night.
Seen a movie from the 1930s. Weird.
That is weird. That is. Do you know one of the greatest
you didn't have one for your brother there?
I'll yeah. get him.
Okay,
the show's not over yet.
Very good.
All right, do you know how long Entertainment Tonight has been on TV?
How long?
I was thinking, I think it's got to be over 30 years now.
Well, I thought it came to existence right before I started doing the show with Don.
There'll be about 27, 28 years.
Okay.
But also, this theme has been with them forever, mm-hmm. and it's a great theme. Buzz mentions it's great, and it's got that boo sound. I like that boo sound. So what do? You change it. And you get a guy who was kind of hip about 2 years ago to do it. I give you the new theme to Entertainment Tonight as reimagined by will.i.am. It has words.
Pretty bad.
It's very bad. I don't like it.
I don't mind the music.
But that shouldn't have words.
But we got your entertainment.
Yeah, no lyrics.
E.T., it should
it's,
be this.
September 14th,
1981.
Wow.
81?
So before.
So 31 so years.
Pretty cool.
So anyway, I say they should go back to that and not have...
You hate change, though.
Yeah.
I don't want words in it.
You got your celebrities and stuff. Celebrities! And stuff. Entertainment.
I like it because... Well, I don't like the lyrics, but I like it because when I hear the old tune, it reminds me of just like an old show.
But it is an old show. It's 31 years old.
This will be a good one, Buzz.
But Access Hollywood, Access Hollywood doesn't do that. Just
But you like Access Hollywood, right?
I like Access
Hollywood. Yeah, because it caters to the retard. It's simple. It's too simple.
There it is.
It's Billy Bush. Hey, you like this? It's hot and it's hip.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Will I Am. It's Billy Bush. Want to know if you can come up with it? Well, he's on Access Hollywood.
He's Access Hollywood.
Hey, it's Billy Bush. Got an incredible time. I was standing in the middle of the hurricane on the East Coast. I actually have a beachfront property on the Connecticut shoreline. All my neighbors were washed out to sea, but I actually my house got higher and a bigger backyard.
Hey, are you stupid?
Hey, I'm stupid Billy Bush. I'm the luckiest man in the world. Let me walk down the red carpet. How you doing, guys?
All right. Do you have your explosion sound?
I sure do.
Because I found my favorite of the hurricane-inspired parody records.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think you'll love this.
Oh, Sandy.
That's all I needed to hear.
That's good.
All right. You'll like this better. This comes to our ears by way of a...
I think people that take the time to do that,
yes,
seriously, there ought to be some sort of punishment. There ought to be some sort of jail time.
Parody jail?
Yeah, parody jail.
And what, the guard is Weird Al Yankovic?
Hey, you know, we're going to get this killer storm. People are going to die. I got a great tune. I'm a DJ.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen.
I need a karaoke track of Barry Manilow.
God, I'm so glad you brought that up. Driving down. I forgot what we talked about the state of radio in the last show.
Right.
I'll tell you this right now. I'm driving down through somewhere through Del Jersey.
Yeah.
And I hear that he's like, hey, It might have been Washington.
Really?
All I know is a couple of radio stations. We've teamed up with Power Central to get you a generator. And you can hear the slimy, greasy program director going, "Hey, man, why don't we call the local, power store and get a generator? We'll call Sears. We'll get some generators. That'll be hot.
That'll be really hot. And what's great is we'll have what everybody wants."
"Hello, this is Kenny King. Can you get us some generators, please? Thank you very much."
"We're giving you power on Power 88.
That's exactly what it
This was. Tape comes to us via super listener Trip Affleck.
Okay.
And this is pretty good. This is from the BBC version of the Agatha Christie detective.
"I am not gay!"
He is, though.
Yes, he is.
Hercule Poirot, who is Agatha Christie's detective, and this comes from an episode where he was solving a crime in London, and he has some trouble with the British food.
Okay.
And I just thought, I don't know if this was written to be funny, but it sure as hell is.
"There. Now that is what I call food. That's your mashed potato. This is your peas.
Right.
And this, the pièce de résistance, faggots. Faggots. Faggots.
It's sausage."
"Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they call sausage?
But let's go back to the clip."
"And there's spotted dick for afters. Dick. Yes. I can eat none of this wonderful food."
"What? Why?"
"Because I have an allergy of the faggot."
"An allergy?
Well, I do not know how you say it in English, but in Belgium it is known as La Phobie de Faggot."
"I never heard of that."
"I'm so sorry, Chief Inspector. I should have warned you."
"Well, this is a blessed upset, I must say. Still, you can have some spotted dick. You haven't got a phobie de dick, have you?"
"No."
Thank you, Trip.
Oh, wow. And that's a gay guy that sent that to us.
Yeah. And I'd like
kind of covers our ass, so to speak.
We might have been thinking that in first.
Right.
So I'd like to close. Last week, over the weekend, Saturday night, Julia mentioned that she wanted to try talking up a record.
Oh.
And I'm going to play the dad card here.
Okay.
Because I like this. She sat down at my board, and I found a record that she kind of knows.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Do you want to give it a shot?" And this is her third try. And I just think it's pretty cool.
Okay.
And it's kind of cute. And besides, it was just, 15, 18 seconds that she wasn't jutting her chin out at me because she's nearly 12 now. Here's Julia talking up, good for Halloween, Mike, talking up Ghostbusters.
All right.
"Hello, this is Julia Spiewak from Orca Corner. And I have a bunch of people watching me, but like a bunch of people as in about two. And right now we're listening to Ghostbusters by some guy. I don't know who did the song, so, I'm not the best DJ. Maybe you guys should go listen to some other show. Yeah, that's my dad."
Wow.
Let me hear that one more time. You want to hear that one more time?
One more time.
And also, if you get a chance, look at my Facebook page. There's a picture of her running board at my desk, and it's just so
that's
cute.
Cool. Yeah.
My daughter, one more time.
"Hello, this is Julia Spiewak from Orca Corner, and I have a bunch of people watching me, but like a bunch of people as in about two. And right now we're listening to Ghostbusters by some guy. I don't know who did the song, so, I'm not the best DJ. Maybe you guys should go listen to some other show.
Spiewak.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Something strange."
She is my daughter after all.
Very sweet. Let's play one of the other outtakes here.
Oh, you have a,
do you have a record? What was the other record that we were doing?
I guess she gave it a couple of tries.
Did you want to do, I had her talk up that Boston song again.
Yeah.
You want to hear that? That's the reason made me think of it.
All right. Wonderful.
Here's my daughter, Julia. I'm sorry, here it is.
One of her other tries.
"Hi, this is Julia Spiewak. I'm not a very good DJ, but just wanted to say, man, I really hate my father."
Do we have any of the other outtakes that are on there?
Yeah, I believe she talked up the Donna Summer record, too.
Okay. All right,
one of her favorites.
"Oh, wow, this is Julia Spiewak. Man, oh, man, my dad has the worst parts. I thought my brother had bad parts, but my dad's got death parts. How you doing? You're listening to the Julia Spiewak Show.
And that, Mike, nice that is on. Your magic audio vault. Please, everyone, be safe out there during the hurricane.
Thank you very much. What was that buzz?
I have written a Halloween joke that I think Rob will particularly enjoy.
All right, I'm going to stop the music.
Excellent.
Rob, how do you take out a vampire cow?
How do you take out a vampire cow?
You pull a stake out of it. Thank you.
Well, since we're ending with jokes.
Yes, you have one?
I visited my 92-year-old mother.
Uh-huh.
And I visited my 92-year-old mother up in Boston over the weekend. Uh-huh. And she did have another joke for
me. Did she really?
I swear to God, this comes from, I hope I don't screw it up, uh-huh. but this comes from my 92-year-old mother. There's an older lady, and she has a heart attack.
Yes.
And she goes up to the pearly gates.
Right.
And she's having, I guess, one of those near-death experiences
sure.
because she's not completely dead
going
yet.
Into
I
light.
See. Okay.
So she's going and she gets up there and she sees her maker. Mm-hmm. God is up there at the pearly gates. And uh-huh. God looks at her and says, you know, it's not your time yet. I'm going to give you an extra 30 years.
Wow.
And so she comes back to life down on the earthly plane. And she says, well, if I'm going to be around for 30 years, mm-hmm. I'm going to improve myself. I'm going to go out and get to a facelift. I'm going to get a tummy tuck. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a boob job. I'm going to do that. And she gets it all done. So she gets it. She looks incredible. Looks like a supermodel.
Wow. Nice.
Like a 65-year-old woman.
Excellent.
Walks across the street, gets hit by a bus.
Oh.
Killed instantly.
That sucks.
Gets up to the pearly gates and says, you told me I had an extra 30 years. Yeah. What's wrong? He said, I didn't recognize you.
That's fair.
That's for you, Mom. Mom, it went over pretty well. That's it. Hopefully, we will be back on Wednesday with a brand new show. No guarantees on that, folks. It depends on the power situation here on the East Coast. We'll say prayers for you. Stay
yes.
safe. And weather the storm. Sandy is a monster. And
we all have our phones charged at full power now. If That's you right. need to be in touch with us, check out Facebook. We will keep you updated as our goings on yep. by our Facebook status.
But don't call.
Have a
don't
great
call.
Day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Everybody. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.